Welcome. Energy First Responders. It's 10th day of December 2025 as we're going towards the solstice and the time where we go from losing daylight to gaining it, where the days will get back in balance. We give great thanks as we start for all that is and all that is assisting and helping us. We welcome today some new and higher vibratory levels of consciousness that are assisting us. As we allow ourselves to come into full balance and harmony, and we ask and acknowledge that Prime Source is assisting us. Is the Source. We come together as a group and we are very grateful for the new levels of consciousness assistance that again are in complete alignment with the new divine plan with Source in charge. As it comes through, also we ask for Mother Earth and her own divine plan that we can assist with, including nature. And as we come together as a group, we ask that these energies come through us in a way that assists us and that if they are too much at once, we have a little place where we store them and let them come through gradually as our human bodies are beginning to shift the consciousness. And as we're talking right now about nature, we're allowing what is very best for the highest good for all life. to come through for nature. Particularly, we're asking for balancing around the weather and events and how things go. Particularly, we're starting from the state of Oregon and starting there, as some things have been creating flooding, which can lead to mudslides and other things that impact greatly. All the people, all the decisions that are being made, and allowing a more constructive relationship between the people and nature. Without the reorganization, best for all life, above the level of our current human consciousness, and we allow these energies to go up and down the west coast of the United States and the two neighbors, Mexico and Canada. Not just the coastline, but the whole series of states and rebalancing. This will include some of the energies on the western side of the Pacific Rim. That whole area, as well as all of the states and provinces. And we're just going to do today Mexico, the United States, and Canada. We give great thanks. And we bless nature in this whole area. I'm getting that the trees are thanking us. All of the life at all levels, including the little microbes. We allow this to continue, and again, whatever energies are coming through, we ask for assistance for our third dimensional physical bodies to absorb this with ease and grace and have whatever is needed as it goes into the grid structure of the planet Earth. And if there's any for us, we have a little pool down below that absorbs the energy that we need and feeds it through at the correct pace. Excuse me. We now are switching gears into a whole new topic. And that is of the government of, by, and for the people of the United States. And we're asking for the new divine plan . This is an expanded, upgraded, ascended version of the original. This is just for the United States. The original version of democracy and the founding fathers. We allow the mixture of the original divine plan with what I am just calling the new divine plan. There may need to be other wording. And this new divine plan we're going to start, and we're doing just the, right now, the two branches of government as they come into balance, which will ultimately help balance the third branch. But right now, we're going to start at the Supreme Court, which is the epitome of judiciary, of the judicial system, of the laws of the land. That is part of democracy, and this is a way which we may not even understand or see yet, the new structure. New energetic structure. And I'm going to ask that we call forth the light into each of the Supreme Court justices, and then we'll go down from there. And actually, while we're calling it forth into the justice, we'll call it forth into their whole staff. And, whoever's appropriate. So we call forth the love, the light, and the love light, into Chief Justice John G. Roberts, Jr., into Clarence Thomas, into Samuel A. Alito, Jr., into Sonia Sotomayor, into Elena Kagan. We are asking for a balance of masculine and feminine energies, the new ones, to come into this body, this group of people. Calling forth the love light into Neil Gorsuch. Into Brent M. Kavanaugh, And to Amy Coney Barrett, say that again, calling forth the love light into Amy Coney Barrett. And calling forth the love light into Ketanji Brown Jackson. And as it grounds in the Supreme Court building, where there are columns of light, we ask they be refurbished and include with the divine will, if it's divine will, these new structural energies. As the building itself represents what is best for all life, for the people, for all life. We also ask to go through the entire judicial system. All of the court system, all of the people, including staff. We have federal, state, local, municipal, there are all kinds of court systems, judicial systems. And we ask for a complete grounding of this. We again ask that these energies flow through and are grounded into the grid structure of the earth, and also any excess through each one of us as individuals, human bodies, grounded into the grid, but also create a pool if there's any excess that needs to be moved through it later over time in easier to absorb ways. We also now take on our third request today, which is for the congressional branch of government, the Congress, the House, and the Senate. And because we're in that area of the building again, and because we've done so much today, we're going to start this and perhaps finish it another time. The upgrade, the expansion, the ascended energies into columns of light in the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., all the congressional offices, to all the home states, and all the staff. And this is such a big chunk. We're going to ask that this process start. And we'll continue it next week. But we allow these columns of light begin to shift and to help the consciousness shift. Our purpose is consciousness shifting into higher vibratory states. And best for all life. We give great thanks. We give great thanks, and we now and ask for all of the voting, all of the legislation begin to rise in consciousness. And we now allow each one of us to go into the silence, into the individual place. We give great thanks and again ask for balancing within our own bodies and systems. And we let go, let these energies ground, and then we let them go. We don't carry them. Go into the silence. We give great thanks as we bring the session to conclusion. Allow ourselves back into our own waking consciousness. Begin letting go, allowing what we've done to take its own course. Asking again, what is best for all life, as we use our gratitude. And I would ask you to unmute. Whatever you wish to say.
Very nice. Thank you.
A lot of energy came through, that's for sure.
A lot, yes. It's funny, they're referring to our rain as some kind of a atmospheric river or something, you know, and I have to. Yeah, this was an atmospheric river too, an energetic atmospheric river.
I like that atmospheric river.
When
well,
we
let's
were,
change.
go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
When we were doing the capital, it was easier, much easier to do the court system. But when we were doing the capital, my God, I just felt such resistance to the energy. It was insane. But I just kept going to the, the columns of light that we already had in place to, you know, just accepted that how much would get in, you know. But
yeah.
That was hard. That one I found, it was the same process. It didn't stress me or anything, but I found it to not to accept the energy as well as the judicial did.
Right. Thank you, Michelle. And what I was experiencing was, I don't believe it was just me, but it might have been me. You know, as leading, that what came in for nature was huge. And then it started expanding, and it was the part of the Pacific Rim, and, and on and on. It was localized, but it was a huge amount of changing, I guess, because.
Mm-hmm.
It's these new energies is what all I know how to say. And they are different to work with. Not harder. It's just different. And they're so powerful that it took a lot of what we were doing. And then when we did the judicial, which I still can't say, again, going down to all those levels, all the way down to the municipal level, the night courts, the, all kinds of stuff. But that was a huge amount, and we had done such a huge amount that when I was starting to go into the legislative, that was when I felt it was like too much almost to do all three things because each of the other two had been so big. That was my experience. And I decided in the moment to do what I was calling to start the process of the legislative branch, rather than do as much and try to bring in the whole Megillah. And I like what you said, Michelle, because that's part of, can't speak, probably part of why. Because there would be that resistance, as you called it. And so, but what I did ask for, and I think happened, was the beginning of the process, so that, again, and I hope you remind me, because I think we, no matter what we do next week, we need to finish this piece of it. But that it can marinate, that's a good word, it can marinate over the week, so to help the resistance. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. The new way of doing it, yeah.
And thank you for saying that, because that helps me to understand why it was like to not try today to do everything for that particular. And we do have the columns of light, and they, the ones in the Supreme Court were done over a distance. But the ones in the Capitol building were physical. You know, a group of three people stood in circles, created columns of light. And I happen to know about where they are, because I'm part of the group that did it. So, and there are obviously like a lot more people in the legislative branches, we see it in the Congress, let alone all their offices, you know, the state legislatures and all that, then the judicial system doesn't have quite as many people. So that would make sense. Did you get a sense of anything else that you want to share, Michelle?
That was what stood out the most. The energy was just really, really strong. I very much enjoyed when we went to the South, you know, and I just was like hung out in the energy with our, you know, our unseen team, our unseen part of the group. Yeah, enjoyed being in the energy.
Yeah.
It did went in, and the, but that went kind of toward the body. They were bringing the same energy into the cellular level, or at least I wanted them to. I asked them to work with the cellular level of my body.
Yeah, that's a good way to have it coordinate. I just have a feeling that we are this was a huge new beginning for this group, and with the new help that is helping us. And I'm very excited by this. And I want to thank them very much for being here and with us. And the word I'm using is consciousness, because I don't know another word. And I still have trouble when I try to define what consciousness really is. But these expanded levels of consciousness that are now becoming available, that we're learning to work with, and that I think can begin to make a great difference. And I know this sounds really odd, but I would like to see if it's possible, some kind of sign of how these energies we brought in made a difference today. You know, not just for the future, which is kind of what they're doing. They're creating future. But anyway, that's what I'm asking for, is for us to see if we hear anything that makes us realize that perhaps these energies helped. So, okay. Any final comments? I thank you both. Joan, I know, is somewhere
I'm
with
here.
Us. Oh.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here, Janice.
When did you come in?
Just a minute ago.
I was going to say. I didn't
so she's. Hi, Joan.
Hi.
Well, I'm glad I mentioned your name. We had called on you before and included you. So you were already here, just not with your voice.
Okay.
We're glad that you're here. And I don't know whether you heard what we did. I'll just be very brief, but new levels of consciousness I got as I opened before I did the recording that came in for the group. These are some of the higher levels of whatever it is that's coming to the planet now that's going to help us create the new ways and the new structures. And I was hoping we could see some structures today. I don't know when that will happen, but just so you know, this was a very lovely, significant experience, and I don't know quite where it's going, but you know, new team was with us. I don't know what to, because again, I'm thinking of this more as levels of consciousness that kind of come as a wave. Anyway, and so because of Michelle in Oregon and some of the over rain that has caused some problems for her state. We did her state and the whole west coast of states up through Canada, by the way. We did Mexico and Canada and the Pacific Rim on that side. It was, you know, and allowing nature and humans to come together. I'm just still feeling, again, asking to ground these energies and that any excess that my body doesn't handle right now to go into a pool to be received over time. And then we did judicial branch of the United States, and we called forth the light again into each one by name of the Supreme Court here, and then down through the whole judiciary. And then we began a process of, for the legislative, and it just, we had done so much, we just couldn't do everything. And there was some resistance in the Capitol building to the legislative piece, which we will continue next week. That's part of why I'm telling you this, with bringing in this new expanded consciousness into the columns of light that are in that building and into all the legislatures. And then again later we'll go down through other legislative stuff. So we were busy.
Yes,
and it's so good that you're here. I really appreciate it.
Well, my apologies. It was a very tough time away, and I'm still kind of readjusting to life. So I think I lost track of the time this morning. So my apologies for not getting on sooner.
Yeah, and I was debating, is it helpful to you if, when I haven't gotten an email that says you're not going to be there, to put a call out of just one phone call?
No, that
or
was
have
just
someone.
me and what's happening with me and just getting reorientated.
Yeah, or text you or something. That's why I
Yeah.
want to know. I didn't.
Yeah, no, that it's no, it's me, Janice. So thank you for that thoughtful.
Yeah, no. I that's why, thank you. I need to know what's helpful and what's not. And I chose the right choice, so I'm glad. When I do that, and that's why I do it sometimes, even with Michelle or other groups that I do, where people have just, that's, I know, have lost track, but that's different than what you're describing. You know, this was, I don't know, reorienting whatever,
Yeah.
within
Getting on the
yourself. When I
proper
hear
time
that,
zone.
yeah, and I have had, and as you know, and I want to, when I didn't attend the group for the Rubenfeld people, which is Bobby, this is something that happened just recently, and it was a very important meeting, and I knew about it for a long time, and I did the prep work, we had to do prep work for it, and I was all ready, and then I was not. I don't know how to describe it, but I was not in the right time zone. So I missed, I was in the middle of this computer work with this guy who was helping me, and it just passed the time for the meeting. And it was like, I don't know how to explain this, and I've had some other things happen to me. I'm just saying this, Joan, when you said this, is I didn't know. I showed up somewhere the wrong day. Those are the two things that have happened. It's like time and space are shifting so much. And I hate to admit this, that I didn't have a grip. You know? And so again, I apologize, Joan, for missing that, because it was like I wasn't in the right time zone. I wasn't in. I don't know what happened.
Well, I understand, and it's just like,
You know,
well,
that
there's
doesn't happen.
Janice. It
You
happens.
know,
Yeah.
it's like what you're saying. It was not from forgetting, not wanting to be there, not, you know, it wasn't. It was like just living somewhere, being alive somewhere else. And boy, did I feel embarrassed. I'm sure we'll figure something out, but because I know how important it was. And but that's why, and so sometimes for people, and that's why if there had been a call, that would have, helped me in that moment. But I know that when I do certain groups, some people I get an urge to call them or to have somebody text them, and then they're very grateful and it was exactly what they needed. But I also am aware that that's not true some of the times.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's good to hear your voice. Blessings to you for coming back from what was must have been exceedingly whatever, emotionally interesting. And I'm glad you're back, and I hope that things got done that needed to get done
Yeah,
for you.
we worked hard, but it wasn't a very it was a very emotional thing for me.
Yeah. And I just wish you well.
Thank you.
And
I'm still coming down from from it.
yeah, well, that's why I'm just asking the energies here to assist you in whatever way is best for you.
Thank
I don't
you.
pretend to know what that is, but we've got a lot of help here. That just came through for the whole group.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
For sure.
And this will take you in do whatever again over time. Over time, as we think of time, so that it's not overwhelming the system. And I do know I have dealt with people recently, and they're just overwhelmed. And by certain things, like what you're just, you know, what you're describing is huge.
Well, everybody has their personal stuff, don't they? And it's quite the learning
Right.
process to go through, and it's just
Right, but this was a
automatic.
big piece of that for you. It's like a big chunk.
It was very big.
Yeah. So, and you know, you take care. You know, if you need anything, just let us know.
I will. Thank you, Janice.
Okay. Love you. Take
Okay.
care.
Love you. Bye for now.
Bye.